This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
This verse is in Surah Al-Ma'idah. This is about non-Muslims. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمَّ. When they hear what has been revealed to the prophets, they start shedding tears. And what happened to us? When do you cry? That's the question that you all have to ask. Men and women, I've seen men sobbing. I have seen men sobbing. And I have seen women sobbing. What makes you cry outside the Quran? Think of it. And then come bring it to the Quran. And say, can I do that? What do I need? And I will give you just a simple clue. The less distracted you are, the more connected with the Quran, and the more you will feel it. Yani the Imam read beautifully. Beautiful. Subhanallah. I was saying to my, it's coming from his heart. Every word he's saying, and he's reading slowly. And then, why didn't I move? Then you have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you come to Taraweeh. Don't watch things. Don't be in the car and you're looking at your social media. You're not going to cry. As you are coming, prepare yourself to be moved. Read what he is going to be reading. Listen to a muqra, to a reciter that moves you as you are in the car. If you're a family, make sure you put it in the car and ask Allah to move that heart. And this is a saying, whomsoever was given knowledge that will not make him or her cry, then he was not given the knowledge. Because Allah described the knowledgeable people. This is the three verses of the Quran where Allah described those who knows Allah, who knows the Quran, and they cry. وَذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ الرَّحْمَانِ خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا وَبُكِيًّا. You will hear it in Surah Maryam. وَيَخْرُونَ لِلْأَثْقَانِ يَبْكُونَ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ خُشُوعًا. The last verse in Surah Al-Isra. Remember the mountain I shared with you in the beginning. If the mountain will get goosebumps, and me, nothing happens. And if my son or child gets sick, I start crying. Please forgive me. And sometimes we see movie. Ya Allah, movie. And we start crying. True? Alhamdulillah. What is this? If you get this, then you're really smart. What is this? It's a photography with a light. No. Something to do with medicine. Clue. Say that again. That's fine. If you know it, I will be very surprised. Yes. It's when the heart is in extreme fear, that's what happens to it. That's. Are you a believer? Show me hands. Two hands. That's the description. Innama, in the Arabic language, verli, meaning it's adatu hasr, they say in the Arabic language, meaning everything comes after, it has no other meaning but this meaning. And that's what Allah said in Surah Al-Anfal. You will hear it probably next week. Innama al-mu'minuna, verli the believer, alladhina, those who are, ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And it's not fear. Al-wajal is, you know, when you put water in a pot and the water starts boiling very hard and then it starts coming up, that's al-wajal. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. I want you all, take a picture of this one. Underline these three characters. هذا كلام ربي. This is the words of your Lord. That's not me. ذكر الله, meaning you're in Taraweeh, you are in a lecture, you are reading the Quran, you're listening to the Quran, doesn't matter. This is ذكر of Allah. Three things. My heart has to change. My faith has to be stronger. My relationship with Allah will change. I'm going to put these three. I'm going to make them a goal. It's not going to happen tomorrow, by the way. Doesn't matter. Let it happen after a year. I don't care. But let it happen. Let it be. And my faith has to be stronger. That's what Quran should do to me. I need to cry. I need to my faith be stronger. My relationship with Allah. My skin change. My fear and love with Allah. The feelings with Allah should change. That's what the Quran should change to me. Look at this picture. I found this on Google years ago. I don't know what I was looking for, and I kept it. What? When you look at this, and I'm looking at your faces, many of you are smiling, which is true. Why you are smiling? What makes you smile in this picture? It's not only worshiping Allah. We all worship Allah. Everybody was doing this outside. What is the uniqueness about His worship? Say it. Say that again. Absolutely. We are going to be very scared. I'm going to go for ruku, the boat will move. And He left everything. Of course, the colors are beautiful. But what else that's unique in this picture? It's a very simple man. He didn't say, you know what, he's probably he's going for fishing. He didn't say, you know what, when I'm going to make my salats, probably the fish will go under the boat and I'm missing today's sustenance. That's what happened to us. We don't do this because we are not fishermen. But we go to work and we miss our salah. Right? Right? And people look at me and says, I can't do it. And I say, why not? Well, Dr. Yunus, you know, and I'm talking about there, not here. And he said, what? He says, you know, I mean, who's going to give me a place to pray? I said, not really. There's no single place to pray. Everybody is looking at me. I said, everybody always look at each other. This is one of the unique things. There's two things at least caught my eyes. He was not scared. Because it could easily, a wind comes in and flip him. And he didn't make his work take him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we should be. And this is also in Surah Maryam. When I say Allahu Akbar, do you know Sheikh Saeed Al-Kamli? How many of you know him? He was actually recently here, I think. Do you know him? If you don't know him, you need to know him. He has a beautiful, I think it's less than a minute or two, clip about Allahu Akbar. I think was one of the best I've heard. What does it mean when you say Allahu Akbar? Go and find it. It's on the YouTube. Just say, Saeed Al-Kamli, Allahu Akbar. You will find it right away. And this is basically what it is. When you say Allahu Akbar, and you're reading, you're listening to the Quran, everything else outside should be much smaller. Because you said Allahu Akbar. When you open the Quran, it's His words. Those words, bigger than anything else. That's how I should be. So time for shift. Change. Change the receiver. Change the receiver. And the receiver is the heart. Because everywhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the heart. He didn't say the brain. أَلَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. Don't they have hearts? And the hearts are supposed to comprehend? This is also tomorrow. You'll read it in Kahf. جَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَن يَفْقَهُوهُ. Their hearts locked, completely wrapped. I need to work on my heart. And this is a whole different lecture one day, inshallah. Or you can actually also find it in the Tazkiyah series. So the hearts, the problem is the hearts. And that's what Allah says. You drive, You see the sea. You see the food. Even when the food, you look at the food. SubhanAllah, when they got me, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. When they got me the iftar, I looked and I was like, Ya Allah, look at the color of the food. Literally, I was just looking. I was like, SubhanAllah. Everyone, especially the one that is not really cooked, meaning the fresh ones, has creation of Allah directly on this table. I look and say, SubhanAllah. What colors are these? Man anta ya Rabbi? Who are you? The more you do this, when you stand up in that salah and you hear that those words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll move. Absolutely. Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Really? Are you going to stay to your word? You're not going to change it? Okay. When was the last time you gave the Quran gift of flowers? Okay. This is the signs you love. True or false? Not the Quran in general. Right? You see someone you love and you're so happy. And you look at her, at his face, or you look at her face and say, she's in love. Look what happened to her face when he came. Or look at his face. He is absolutely in love with her. Right? Yes? Okay. And you love to spend a lot, you know, they talk on the phone for hours. Right? It's 3 a.m. in the morning, they're still talking. They don't get tired. Okay, alhamdulillah. You miss them? If you love them? Yes? Yes or no? And you always talk to them and take their opinion. Even if you know the answer, you still call them. Right? And you obey them. Yes? So do you love the Quran? Do you love the Quran? You all said yes. Okay, so do you are happy to be with the Quran? Or you keep flipping how much left? Okay, do you spend long time? As long as on social media? Do you miss the Quran? You all are laughing. So when you leave the phone and you left the house and the phone is in the house, what will happen usually? Panic and you go back. Right? What happens if you love the Quran? Don't answer me. You know the answer. We're getting to the end of it. This is what you need. We love the Quran, I have no doubt. But we don't love the Quran deep. And we don't love the Quran genuine. You know what I'm saying? Of course we love it. But it's just like when you say, do you love your mom? Of course I love my mom because she's my mom. That's very different than when you say, I not only love my mom, I adore her. You don't know what she did for me. That's a complete different answer. So number one, you need to do dua. Absolutely dua. And Allah said this and He read it to you today also. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ Allah will answer it. And this is, I'm going to, yeah. That's the dua actually. I want you all to know it. It's actually it's dua al-ham wal-hazan. This is a dua when you feel bad, when you feel down, when you feel sad. That's the dua. If you Google and you say, what should I say when I am in pain, I am feeling down, it's actually this is the dua. But it's also the dua for making the Quran the spring of your heart. That's why I put it in red. اجعل القرآن ربيع قلبي ونور صدري وجلاء همي وذهاب همي وجلاء حزني وذهاب همي. And I make it for you here in bold. Make the Quran the spring of my heart. Pay attention to the words that the Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام said. He said, spring, the light of my chest, the remover of all my sadness and the reliever of my distress. Why did he say spring? What is spring? ما هو الربيع? So ربيع is a season. And what is the other meaning for ربيع? نعم? Well, that's all for the season. I looked up actually, why do we feel good for ربيع? In a season, why do we feel good? We all love it, yeah, right? I mean, I love the weather now. What is this? It's beautiful, right? Sky clear, you see the sun, the temperature is beautiful, the breeze is nice, and this is what they say. Spring, because there is a daylight, and it increases actually the brain. It's everything goes to the brain, and what it trigger in the brain. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught you and me a dua that Allah makes the Quran the spring of my heart. What's the spring brings to me in feelings, the season, I want the Quran the same way. Are you all with me? Okay. And then look at this. I'm sure you see this also. You will see this when I go back, inshallah. In spring, certain parts of the United States, that's exactly what you see. And people literally compete in their, especially in the front of their homes, because you don't have a huge area, and you just put different colors of the flowers, and they all will bloom. Now, that's the other meaning of spring. Spring in English is the time, but also it is spring of water. And what does water do? Read this verse. Bil Arabi, in Arabic or in English? This is the end of Surah Ash-Shura. This is how Allah described the Quran. Ruhan min amrina. What is ruh? Translate. Life. Ar-ruh, al-hayat. When we say someone died, what happened? The ruh kharajat. The soul left the body. Allah told the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the Quran is the life. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. It's your life and mine. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ. You didn't know anything. What is faith? What is book? Look at the Quran. And this, I think if you look at it this way, this verse, it will change you. Keep reminding yourself that this is how it is. Read about the Quran. And this one, I love this. This is in Surah Yunus. Read the two verses. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ Admonition. وَالشِّفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصَّدُورِ Cure. وَهُدًى Guide. وَرَحْمَةٌ Mercy to the believers. Second one, we need to remind ourselves. Read it. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ By the grace of Allah and His mercy. Most scholars tell you the mercy here is the Quran. Let them rejoice. When you pick the Quran, look at it as if someone just gifted you a gift worth of and put numbers and put zeros, add to it. It's way better than what they are collecting. What are we collecting? The more Allah gives us, the more we collect. I'll just share quick if you allow me. I know I took a lot of your time. At one time I was looking for a house and the agent was showing me the house and said, this is a very clean house, you know. They didn't have children. The husband died and then the wife lived here herself and she took very good care of the house. I was like, okay. Normally there, when you go to buy a house, you usually go to the bedroom. And subhanAllah, what Allah showed me. I went to the bedroom, and the agent was saying, it's a huge closet. I was like, okay. So I go to the closet. Full of clothes, brand name, you name it, the name is there. In the tag. And the woman died. خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ That's what we are collecting. Collecting things. When we die, someone is going to worry. What are they going to do with it? Have you ever lost someone dear to you and you had to go to their closet? Ay, ay, ay. May Allah not let you do that. And then you look at them, they're gone. And this is having the Quran, looking at the Quran as a treasure, way better than what you are collecting in your closet, in your business, in the bank account, is way better. And then I'm going to, just because of the time, the Quran can give me happiness. And this is in Surah Taha, first ayah. Second, مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى Quran was not given to me to make my life hard or difficult or challenging. No, on the contrary. It should give me peace And you all know this. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Have you ever tried, show me hands. Have you ever felt anxious, sad, not feeling well? Show me your hands. Of course. Have you ever tried reading the Quran at that moment? And what happened to you? والله الذي أله. Every time this happens, I remember this verse. It never failed me. Whether I stood up for two rukat to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or I picked it up, or I just remembered the verse, or sometimes I just remember this verse. And I was like, yeah, true. True. That's what nothing else will give me. And it's a guide to me, and it's my life. Absolutely, it is my life. If they only know. What is this? What did we see recently? What did they do? They burned it. And why do you think they did that? Because they didn't know. Because if I knew where the walking Quran, they will have never done that. If I knew no Quran, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you, they will never be ignorant. They will know what it is. How many people, celebrities, and I'm not going to mention names, but you probably know, who just embraced Islam recently, right? Very influencer man. Why? Because he knew. Because he knew. So when you look at the unfortunate incident, the first thing when I saw it, I was like, I didn't do my job well. I, as a Muslim, didn't do my job well. Because if I told my neighbor, I told my co-worker, little bit about Islam, whether in me, in my actions, or every now and then, a word or two. And imagine every Muslim, the 1.8 billion, 1 billion, would they even think of it? They didn't know. Allahumma ighfir liqawmi فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran the spring of our hearts. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. May Allah make and bless your Ramadan. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. And may Allah bless this country. This was from this morning, from my room actually. I couldn't. I was reading, finished, I was doing my adhkar, and I just turned. And I said, Subhanallah, what is this? And I just took the picture. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا جزاكم الله خير. You are amazing. I've never seen such an audience. No, don't do that. No, really. You are so paying attention. And I was like, I want to be hard. I can be hard. I want to make a joke. جزاكم الله خير. I don't know if we have time for question answers. I don't know. Yes, we do. Okay, so I'll leave it up to you. Alhamdulillah, that took an hour and mashallah. If anyone has a question, feel free. If you don't, that's fine. We definitely have a lot of things to do. Okay, bismillah. Can we please, if we're going to leave quietly, جزاكم الله خير, so we can give a respect to the person who's asking. Bismillah.
Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Ameen.
My question, it's following up from yesterday's lecture.
Yes.
When one of the sisters was asking about the benefit of memorizing the Quran in Ramadan.
The benefit of memorizing the Quran.
Now, obviously, Ramadan, Shahr al-Quran, and yes, we should strive to give it our entire time.
Yes.
But given how this dunya is, if I find myself short for time, do I go for like reading my word or memorizing?
Okay, so if I'm going to repeat the question, because the question needs to be a little bit changed. So she said, if I found my time short, so do I read my word or start memorizing the Quran? Bismillah. My first question, why if? If you're telling, I'm not you, but in general, People are different categories. There is no one answer fit all. There's no one size fit all. So if I'm a mother, a wife, a daughter, and I'm a full-time worker, I don't have help in the house. Of course, I say this because we are in this part of the world. But if in the United States, I will not even put this because there isn't, right? Then the if applies. Because I'm really going to be very short in time, especially during the week. But if I am not these five, then the if doesn't apply. Meaning, you want to start your memorization of the Quran. You're not going to memorize one juz a day. You're probably going to barely be able to do one or two or three ayat a day, because you're going to find it challenging in the beginning to focus, to remember, to read it well. Can you spare 2 hours of the day for the Quran? How many hours I spend in the kitchen? Or how many hours I spend at work? Or how many hours I spend on the social media? On TV? After Taraweeh, you come full of energy. Have you seen? This is amazing. I always tell my non-Muslim friends, we stand up there for 2 hours, dead tired. I get home and I'm full of energy. I just can't sleep. She said, really? I said, yeah, I can't. So what do you normally do? Don't tell me. Wallah ladhi allahu. You know the famous line, if there is a will, there is a way. I can't tell you how much I can tell you. I am one of the witnesses of this. When you put your focus on memorizing the Quran, I have seen it in the car, in the elevator, waiting. She's reviewing her Quran. And one of the person saw her Quran, looked at us and says, for sure, Ar-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam will not say to you, you took the Quran neglected, if you see her Quran. Don't say if. That's my advice. You're still young. Can do it. Bi-idhnillah. I'm telling you. You know what? In the morning, I'm going to memorize. In the afternoon, I'm going to do my wird. In the evening, after Taraweeh, I'm going to review my Quran. How long it will take? 3 hours? It's still 21 hours in the day. Just raise the bar, as we say. Raise the bar. Be a plus student with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the journey of the memorization. It goes up like that. 50, 60% of the people will fall. They quit. It's too hard. I can't. I forget. I'm too old. You name it, shaitan is going to come to you. Keep going. You're going to reach here. It's usually when you have at least 10 ajza. By 15 for sure you are there. Walillah alhamd. Afterward, it's going to go like that. You read one page and the page is done. And you say, how does that happen? And it's a lifelong journey. Don't you think the imam who read today, and no mistake, don't you think he did not review before he came? I was told the imam of the haram, one read to the other before they read. Because it is a lifelong journey. There is no one does not make a mistake in the Quran. One time. And as one of my teachers, when I used to get yani, I was like, when is this going to be better? She you just look at me and says, Kalamullah ya'lu wa la yu'la alayh. That's how she looked at me and says, the words of Allah, it's the loftiest, nothing above it. Do you think you're going to memorize it like that? Of course you're going to make mistakes. Raise the bar, give it more time, make it as a priority, and see what Allah will give you. Wallah ladhi allahu, bi-idhnillah. You don't want to move into. Everybody is sitting. Alhamdulillah, that's the most important thing. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Any question? Yes, please. Go ahead. Thank you. I don't know if this is working because they're passing the mic. Yeah, she tried, but I don't think it worked. Alhamdulillah.
Can you hear me now? Thank you very much for this interesting and deep lecture.
I'm sorry?
I said thank you for this interesting and deep lecture.
Alhamdulillah.
I came from a country where people are really memorizing Quran.
Which country you are from?
Chad, the Chad.
Oh, they memorize there too? I thought Somalia usually is number one.
Yeah, mashallah. They do as well. So people are really putting their effort to memorize Quran rather than like act
True.
And like do what Quran say. So do you think it's important to memorize the whole Quran and there is not even one ayah, like in akhlaqika ayah? I think it's most important to يكون إنه في أخلاقك آية وليس في قلبك القرآن كله. What do you think?
It's a very nice question actually, and she said it beautifully in the Arabic. This is always a dilemma. Should I memorize the Quran without understanding? And like a bird, I call it bird. You know, you hear the voice is beautiful, but the bird doesn't know what he's saying. Or should I spend time on understanding? The ideal is both. If I have a child, if a 6 or a 7 year old, absolutely I'll make him memorize. It takes him only 2 years. Let this blessing be in his heart or her heart. And by the way, Hafidh al-Quran, you know, it was said to, I think al-Hasan al-Basri, he was told this man is Hafidh al-Quran. He said, no, he is not a Hafidh al-Quran. The Quran is Hafadah. The Quran protect him. It's Hifdh. Is to memorize, but also to protect in the Arabic language. So if you go there, and I've seen it also, I see it in Africa actually, I've been there. There is so much stuff, if you go to South Africa especially, there's an emphasis on memorizing the Quran. Keep it, because now people are going to come and tell you, don't memorize, understand, and then we lose both. So let's keep that, but can I have them both? In general, as you are in the journey of the memorization, it's a journey, look at the word I said. As you go on, as when you finish, because when you finish, it doesn't finish. You have to review. And then as you go there, one of the ways to make the Quran is solid is to understand the meanings. And it will be very nice for mothers or parents or fathers, is as your child, you're reviewing with the child, you keep telling him, every day one verse. And remember in 10 years how many verses. And then it will change, bi-idhnillah. But definitely, it will protect you, but it will not change you unless you know the meanings.
Sorry, second part of the question. If I memorize the Quran and I didn't review it and I forget it, hal u'tham? People always say you have to keep it if you just get a chance.
I don't say u'tham. She says the question is if I don't I memorize but I don't review, and if you don't review, it moves, it runs out. Runs. You know what I say? And I don't like this u'tham punishment. You know what I say? To myself, and I actually said it recently to somebody, I said, what did you do that Allah removed his words from your heart? Do you see the point? Change the relationship with Allah. Don't make it punishment or jahannam. It becomes so lack of feelings. You love Allah, you love his word, and he gave it to you, and suddenly he decide, I don't want to say the word because it's painful. You know what I'm saying? Somebody loves you, and then he keeps texting you, and suddenly stops. He or she. What happens? You're going to say, what did I do? Is he okay? She's okay? Okay, no, they are okay. So what did I do? That's how I say. I said this sometimes to somebody also recently. I stopped seeing them in Fajr. And I was like, what happened? And they said, what do you say? I said, why doesn't Allah want to see you in the first row? And they got the message. They said, it's dunya. So this is how I look at it. And I don't take it as an excuse. I'm not going to memorize. I heard this, by the way. I'm not going to memorize because I'm worried if I am going to forget. And I was like, who are you dealing with? You're dealing with Allah, the generous. You want to memorize his words. And you feel bad, you're forgetting. He's not going to give it to you? He will. You know, change the way you interact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From like, you don't deal with Allah like you deal with me and I deal with you. It's Allah. So absolutely, start the journey. Do the memorization. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you understand. He will. And if I die and I didn't, I'm on the journey. He will reward me. Ya Rabbi Ameen.
Thank you.
Yes, please. I don't know who was. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, please forgive me. You'll be next. Yeah, go ahead.
Like reading the translation, sometimes each ayah has a deep meaning to the word tafsir. But sometimes if I give my kids like a deep one, the translation, how do you, what you say, reflect and.
Okay, so this is for the people who doesn't know Arabic and you read the translation. That's a challenge. That's why I'm going to say this before I answer. It's a very good question, by the way. For all of you who understand Arabic, this may sound hard, but it's about time. It's Ramadan. What is your excuse in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you don't understand the Quran? And have a friend who doesn't know Arabic and see the struggle they go through. I become this size when I'm with my friends who they struggle to read. And which tafsir? And is that the right meaning? And I was like, I read it. For the children, start with one tafsir. I always say this, start with one. The simplest one. And even not with the children, in general. What I found is one of the easiest, if you are starting from ground zero, you know nothing about the Quran in English, you start with tafsir al-Jalalain. Because it is translated, the two Jalalain. And then you need to go a little bit deeper, higher up. Then you go to Ibn Kathir, because it's translated. Now, the thing what you need is you don't only need a translation, you need a good translation and easy to read, because that's the issue. So, for example, Yusuf Ali is one of the landmark of Quran translation. But the language is very difficult. He used Shakespearean English. So, though and thee, and, right? There is also... I forgot the name, who's two women actually did it. I interviewed her in one of, on Tuesday program. What is the name of it? SubhanAllah, it's two women translate, very easy. Sahih International, Jazakillahu Khair. Right, very easy. And then as you go up, yani what you need, you read Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Let's say this. I want to know, what does this word mean? All praise to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Okay, that's the first level. Now I need to go, what does praise mean? What does Allah mean? But I'm not going to go there unless I know the basics first. So start with the easy, and you go further, and you go further. I'll take one more question, and we need to call it. Because I have so many things, and so many things afterward. Yes. About? Yeah, because I can't hear you well. Jazakillahu khair. Anybody needs to leave, feel free. Jazakumullah khair. I know it's getting late, but if we just can leave quietly. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, jazakillahu khair, doctora. I want to refer to what you... I want you to speak about the personality trait that you spoke about at the beginning when you said, خُذُ الْعَفُوَ وَأْمَرُ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. How do we reconcile that with من رأى منكم
منكرا فليغير
فيغيره بيده? And also, just another part is, how do we ensure that we are not perceiving other people as jahileen or not oppressing them with our thoughts when we decide to take a step back?
Okay, so it's a very complicated question. But let me try to make it easy and answer it in a short one. So خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. Take pardon as your character, right? And then enjoin what is good and stay away from the ignorance. And then she said, how can I reconcile this with من رأى منكم منكرا? Whenever you see, you see what? Munkar. Something is rejected. This has nothing to do with this. This is a complete two different things. The verse, if you read this verse of Surah Al-A'raf, read the commentary on it. It's a story about Sayyidina Umar. And I'm going to do it quickly so you understand the meaning. So Sayyidina Umar was in his majlis, all the major Sahaba and Badriyin and everybody. And then one of the companion of Sayyidina Umar, his uncle came and he said, I want you to get me to meet Umar, Sayyidina Umar. So he entered with his uncle. His uncle in front of everybody, imagine this, stood and said to Sayyidina Umar, you are this, you are that, you are not fair. You name it, he said it. And you can imagine what happened to Sayyidina Umar. His face changed. The Sahabi knows the Quran well, and he understood his face. Looked at him and says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Inna Allah qala li nabiyyik. Look how he spoke to him. Allah said to your Rasul, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ أَمُرْ بِالْعُرْفُ وَعَرْضُ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. He's an ignorant. And they say, مَا تَجَاوَزَهَا عُمَرْ. They didn't say a word. So if somebody stood up now and said something really bad, if I am a woman who really practiced this, I'm going to say, Jazakumullahu khairan. You know what? You could be right. And may Allah forgive me. Then I am. Versus somebody come here and make a lot of noises. Right? Not about me, but just interrupting. My amr bil ma'ruf, I have to say, Jazakallah khair. Can we talk about this later on? Right? Because you're disturbing the other. Did you see the difference? Amr bil Ma'ruf is a complete different. And by the way, Amr bil Ma'ruf, enjoin good, is not an individual. It's usually collective. It's usually the people with authority, unless in your home. But if you walk in the streets and you see something bad, you should not go and tell everybody. But you have to, the weakest one in your. But if you are in Salah and somebody next to you, for example, made a mistake, then you have to think very nicely, how I'm going to tell her. Like somebody happened to me yesterday, right? She actually said salam. Me and her entered late. So the imam finished, and of course you have to stand up and continue. And she said salam, salam. She prayed only one rukah. So now is like the question, how I'm going to do amrun bil ma'ruf, will she take it? Because you really have, and I want everyone to know this, liyakun amruka bil ma'rufi ma'rufa, wala yakun amruka bil ma'rufi munkara. Let the way you enjoin good be in a good way, and let it not be in a bad way. So you really have to look at her and says, you know what, jazakallah khair, you're like me, you know, we came late, may Allah forgive us, it was this and this and this. Just want to let you know, were you a traveler? You know, you have to make a conversation first, and then you said, you know what, usually if we come late and we get only one ruk'ah, we have to stand up, we don't say salah, and continue. Alhamdulillah, she listened. Jazakumullahu khairan, may Allah reward everybody. Jazakumullahu khair for, barakallahu feekum.